Hi everyone, it's your host Matilda.
And your host Adiza.
And you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes. Hi everyone, welcome back to another Amiibo Interlude. It's the episodes where we just pretty much gist and do Amiibo. But yeah, this week has been a roller coaster for me. I don't know about you, Hadiza. Yeah. The restrictions because of Omicron are changing like literally by the second. Canada's own happened like, I think it was like 2 weeks back now. First, they put South Africa and like all the Southern African countries. And then they now said, okay, Nigeria too is part of the red list.
It's given, I don't like Africa.
Yeah, no, it's racism because it's like now Omicron is spreading to like literally everywhere. Okay, so I've actually wanted to rant about Omicron like all week because for people that are trying to go back to Nigeria, it's making it literally hell. So first of all, I don't know if anyone listening is not in Canada, but the thing is like Nigeria is on the red list and that means anybody that's not PR and citizen, they can't come back. So I have a friend actually that's not able to come back. I don't know. I feel like the restrictions are going to start dropping, but I'm not sure. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
She left here and like she's on a work permit. And like now we don't know. And then they now said, okay, we don't even believe tests from those countries. So now when you're coming back to Canada, even if you're PR or a citizen, you have to get your PCR test done in a third party country that's not on that list. So a lot of people are trying to like book tests in their like layovers and stuff like that, which is like additional stress. On top of that, you will still get into the country and they'll pack you to like a hotel. I've heard that apparently they're wearing like hazmat suits, but if you think about it, the people coming from European countries where Omicron already exists are just strolling. They're not strolling through, they're still going through the process, but they're allowed to go home and just do their quarantine at home. So I don't understand the difference between us on those red lists and the people coming from the other parts of the world, especially because like it's in about 77 countries now, and like the cases in Ontario alone are going up astronomically every day. And when I was seeing it, honestly, I was like, is racism that is causing you people to be where we are? Because what they should really have done, if they follow the WHO guidelines, it's not about travel restrictions, it's not about banning countries. Yes, you have to like do the whole test thing, which they're already doing. Just make sure that you are putting measures in the country, because it's already proven that Omicron is in Canada. So then all you guys have to do literally is start putting those you know, those things now, like when we're in stage one or stage two and stuff like that, because they're saying like cases are going up, but then still like restaurants are open, gyms are open, we're allowed to gather. They're saying that this Omicron is more transmissible, but what they are focusing on is still banning like African countries. It's kind of upsetting because when I see every day now that like the cases are going up in Ontario, I'm just kind of desensitized, because I'm just like, the government is taking foolish measures instead of like focusing on what I feel like is important. And the truth is, even if you are going to place a travel ban, be consistent, you know?
Yeah, like places across. Yeah. Like for me, I think their thought process is, oh, Africans don't know how to maintain or prevent COVID from spreading in their country. Or Africans don't have a good enough COVID law, I guess, or something, or COVID system. But then it's like, last, the COVID is still spreading.
Yeah, it's already here. And like the thing is that before you get on flights, you have to do, like even, okay, before this whole thing, you had to take the test, like 72 or 48 hours. I can't, I don't know which it is, before your flight. And then when you come here, you still have to take a test on day, I think it's day one, and then day eight or so.
Unless they're saying their tests are not able to test the Omicron.
I get, like, he said Omicron. This is a first.
Is it Omicron? Which one is it?
I've heard Omicron now.
Which
I've
one
heard
is it? Is it
Omicron?
What is it?
Omicron. It's Omicron, I think.
Omicron.
Now I'm not even sure.
Okay. Oh, okay. So same thing, different pronunciation. I said it correctly now, just different.
Since when you get Omicron?
Omicron now. Leave me alone. Omicron.
Yeah.
I feel like Omicron sounds funnier, but
maybe because you got used to saying Omicron.
I actually don't say it in public. When I have to say the name of the virus, I whisper it. I'll be like, that virus will make an om sound. I can't fill in the gap.
You know the vibes. Yeah, so it's just been really, really annoying. And then to add more stress onto like people that try to travel to Nigeria now vexes, and they're like, you know, oh, by the way, the UK also placed us on the red list. I think with them, the same thing, like non-citizens and permanent residents can't come back. But if you're coming back, you have to pay like over 2,000 pounds sterling
or different currency. Because if you
convert that thing, I'm sure it's about 3K.
Yeah, it is about 3K.
Yeah, and then so all these countries were putting Nigeria on the list, and then Nigeria was like, nah, we are going to shut this shit down. So they're like,
I need to read what Sirika said from Nigeria.
Who is he again?
Minister of Aviation.
Okay.
So Minister of Aviation says, so by Monday, all those countries will be on our red lists, which means their airlines too are banned in Nigeria. I'm so sorry we are going through difficult moments, but we have to do it in the interest of our country. And then he just sounded so bitter. Like, we have given our inputs and we have recommended.
You know, like, on one hand, it was like, I kind of understand, because it's like, at this point, they've turned it to a political thing rather than like a health thing. And not that I see what anti-maskers are saying, not at all. But like, to an extent, it's like they've politicized this whole thing where it's a matter of public health. Like, the WHO, who is the body that's in charge of these things, is advising you against what you are doing, but you are still going on because they know that these things will lead to like tensions between nations. And it's COVID. Like, nobody wants anyone to die. But just, I don't know. I really don't know. It made me tired. And at one point, I was like kind of bitter, because I know at the end of the day, it's Nigerians that is going to affect, because like, they haven't even been clear about, does that include Nigerian citizens?
You know what's interesting? I also think that I think it also would affect the other nations as well, because, well, at least from the article, the Minister of Aviation was trying to negotiate the amount of flights. So it's, when they say ban, it's not like a complete shutdown of the airspace from those countries. They will allow maybe it's very small, like 4 a week.
Are you
or something
sure it's
like
the
that.
Same thing?
So now
I thought that was related to the Dubai thing.
So the minister had earlier described UAE's approval of one slot a week to Air Peace.
So there's two different things. So there's the battle that they're having with UAE, and there's the battle they're having now with the countries that have placed Nigeria on the red list.
What's
the battle with UAE? Apparently, like, during the whole pandemic thing, they limit Air Peace is a Nigerian airline, right? And they fly to Dubai. Mm-hmm. And I think UAE was like, due to like, you know, COVID or whatever, they only gave them like one slot. So they could only fly Nigeria to Dubai for like one flight a week, right? And Nigeria is like, Emirates comes here all the time. Are we dumb? So they pretty much also limited them to like one flight a week as well. So like, there's been this thing where, like, honestly, Nigerians trying to go to Dubai, I'm so sorry for you, because they're really creating, like, there's a lot of tension going on there. And this is what I mean by they've turned it to like a political thing. Like, what? But I think I even saw an article this week. I think it's true. Because Nigeria reciprocated, Dubai then said that Nigerians, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, as long as you're coming in with a Nigerian passport, you can't come into Dubai. So they placed like a complete ban. I don't know if that's still in place. I don't know if they've resolved that, but they were like, literally, wow, if you're in Canada and you have a Nigerian passport only and you're trying to come to Dubai, it's not possible. Because like, there's like so much tensions between both countries. Yeah.
What? That's insane.
Yeah, so it's kind of different from this whole red list thing.
I see. Interesting.
It's so crazy.
Okay, I misread
the world we live in. But I'm just saying, for Nigerians traveling in the world, I feel for you. It's a really hard time for us. apparently our Omicron is different. I don't know. But that's my rant. I'm just so tired of Omicron. I'm tired for its like poor timing. Oh, wait, we haven't even addressed. Imama is not here. Imama's death in December has started. She don't jack.
She's enjoying. She's like, bye, like, peace out, Canada.
Peace out, guys.
See you next year, maybe.
Yeah. So Imama is enjoying for all of us.
Uh-huh. It's so,
yeah,
crazy how this thing is well-timed, though. Omicron. I mean, I think we said in the last episode, but...
You keep saying Omicron.
I know I'm saying Omicron on purpose because I can't start learning Omicron at this time.
Okay, it's too late. I see. It's just interesting to see because initially they were saying that it might be more transmissible, mm-hmm, like more infectious, but it might not be as like dangerous, like as deadly or make you as sick. But then I think that one too is changing too because they were saying that they recorded their first death from the Omicron variant in the UK sometime this week, I believe. So I don't know. They also didn't tell us how old the person was. Like, it's still a life, of course, but like, important to know, I feel.
That plays a factor.
Yeah. But they said, I think the UK also announced that it's going to clear its red list. Because they were like, at this point, to be honest, like, it's already spreading in our community. So it doesn't make sense, the travel bans. So they're saying they're going to clear it, but we're going to see in the coming days. Nigerians think it's because of what the aviation minister said. But okay. I'm not saying that it might not be, but yeah, I don't know.
Makes sense.
So apparently... This is a very random segue, but so a lot of people have been getting married recently, and literally everyone I know that I see getting married in Lagos goes to the Ikoyi registry. Initially, some people were reporting that the marriages were illegal and null, but then now they've said like it's a lie and everything, but it was just so funny.
Imagine you having gotten married at the Ikoyi registry, and then you now hear that your marriage is null, and you've been having problems with your partner.
That's an out.
It's to say, oh, I guess we're not even married to begin with. Be going. That's crazy.
Banky W tagged Adesua. I was like, I guess. Wait, what did you say? I guess you're my baby mama now, or something like that. That was funny.
Wait, how long was the controversy going on for? Like, I want to get like a scale of how much damage. Okay.
Imagine panicking though, because you feel like your marriage was no.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's like.
Aren't there like some things where like
that you won't get?
Yeah, like it's legally, like, okay, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure how. You know, in Nigeria, we just marry because of marriage. We don't really think about the legal kind of benefits.
I guess when you're trying to like emigrate to, though.
Yeah, like you're doing your application to Canada and somebody tells you that your Ikoyi registry is incorrect. It's just to go and quickly enter another court and do marriage, a B registry.
Can someone tell me, like, are there other courts? Because like I never see, or is it like the Ikoyi one is the prettiest one? Because I've honestly never seen any other courts like on Instagram. People getting married there.
I have actually not been seeing people getting married, period. I didn't even know Ikoyi registry was a
thing. You deleted your Instagram, didn't you?
No, I have my Instagram still, but really? I didn't know Ikoyi registry was a thing. Like, I just... It's just like saying Lekki Courthouse, and that's the only courthouse everybody goes to. Like,
no, but like that's all I see literally as someone that like I peruse Instagram. No, I personally know. You know how this year is the year of our mates getting married, and I don't understand. But I keep seeing people at the Ikoyi registry. And there were jokes like at some point where they're like, that someone was like, I'm driving down Ikoyi registry and there's a line, check your boyfriend, he might be getting married this Saturday. You know, just stuff like that. So I'm just like, what about Ikoyi registry? I want someone to tell
let
me.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I guess the last thing I wanted to talk about was I was scrolling down Twitter and I saw some guys say it was this poster and he was like, rent a Christian boyfriend this Christmas. And like, it's 300K or something. What are your thoughts? Was this a joke actually though?
No, I think it was a joke. It looked like a joke, but it looked like it could be real.
Because it's a whole flyer. No, I'm going to...
No, I saw the flyer.
Cruise.com.ng. Yeah, that sounds fake.
It definitely was fake. Like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, dang. But I imagine if it was real, though. I'm like, don't you think that's a legit money
making money business. Grab?
Like, being an escort for rich, like, you know, you get your sugar mama and then you just be an escort for her family, whatever, gathering.
I feel mostly for younger people.
Think about it, 300,000 naira, which young person is going to be able to afford that for just to show off to family members? Like what?
Tech babes, people that work in oil and gas, they can afford it.
Well, it's true, Sha, but I feel like tech babes could, you know, there are different ways. I don't know if, well, I mean, I don't really know what the dating situation is in Lagos and how bad it is. I just thought it was a good money-making opportunity for men.
Is that
men,
even
you know?
A thing? Do people, like, in Lagos, like, just introduce their boyfriends to their family for Christmas in Nigeria? Is that a thing?
Maybe. For me, I was wondering, so what happens after Christmas then?
You say you broke up now. Yeah. Don't you watch all these Christmas movies? That's literally the premise of every single Christmas movie.
Yeah, but in Nigeria, where it's like if you're introducing someone to your family, like that's the person that you're going to marry.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, wouldn't they have heard of him prior to this? Like no one just randomly invites their boyfriend that they've never seen for Christmas. Yeah. Christmas is a big deal, I feel like, for family gathering and stuff.
I guess you keep booking him every Christmas.
I guess.
Maybe you even do marriage and then you book him for that one too.
Don't even kill me. So that they can stop disturbing you.
Yeah, they just say, oh, how about kids? Oh.
Don't worry.
Then maybe rent it. You know, it's a whole business. So.
It's actually a whole business. I'm thinking about it. Imagine if you are like, you know, gay or something and you haven't come out to your parents and like you just want to introduce a man to them so that they can, yo, this is a business. What?
Rent a straight dream, a straight.
This could actually bang. Wow.
No, it could.
I'm sure there's a thing.
You're looking for a second side and hustle. Third and fourth income. This is it.
Kanikwe, I was in Nigeria. Okay, before we go on to the question of the week, we just want to remind you guys to please send in your questions because next week we are doing our Christmas episode. Thanks to everyone that has sent us mail. It's honestly coming in and it's making me happy. Yay. If you haven't, please send it before December 19th. We're probably going to record an episode around that time. So please send it before then. Tell us about, you know, why you listen to the podcast. Tell us your dilemmas. Tell us anything. We want that episode to kind of be filled with our listeners' personalities, kind of. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we want to know. We want to hear about you. And again, thank you to everyone that has sent stuff in. It's been nice reading them. And like, we'll emote again when we read them on the episode.
Lit.
Okay, question of the week. This one is funny. So the subject is my husband, in brackets, DNA. Okay, my husband keeps saying he wants a DNA test for our children. I told him he can do it, but he shouldn't use his brother's hospital. But I don't know why he wants to use his brother's hospital. The whole family will start talking and I don't like that. What is he trying to prove? There are over 1 million hospitals to do DNA from. Why his brother's own? His family will start saying we have been going through stuff and all that. Why can't he use another one? I'm 100% sure of myself, by the way. It's funny to me. Sis, it shouldn't be funny to you, first of all.
No, she's saying she's funny. It's funny to her in pain, though. Like, she's not really laughing.
It's not funny.
Yeah, no, it's not funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
At first, when she said, oh, why does he want to use his brother's hospital? I was like, girl, what are you trying to hide? Like, I don't understand. And then she now said, oh, that the family might know. And I was like, okay, that is what makes sense. Family might know that they're going through issues and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if it's a random hospital, it most likely be confidential, or even if it's not, it won't reach like anyone else outside of him and her. Mm-hmm. But then I also feel like if he's using the brother's hospital, therefore the family already knows that he's suspecting. Do you get?
Not necessarily.
No.
Oh, like you think if he's suggesting, maybe him and his brother, like maybe in his head. And this is a maybe. Me, I have another theory, but maybe in his head, right? It's only between him and his brother. And he's like, he thinks that if they do it outside, there is like a way that she can fake the paternity test, right?
Mm. That makes sense.
Whereas with I just said whereas. I haven't said that in a while. I think yeah, we should make it we should make a list of like English, actual English words that you only hear in Nigeria, to be honest.
Oh my God, do you know I was saying
paraventure?
Next tomorrow. No, I said next tomorrow to somebody that was not Nigerian. And they asked me what next tomorrow meant. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean, what does next tomorrow mean? And I was like, oh, okay. Backtrack.
Sis, next tomorrow.
Like, next tomorrow. Like, I was like.
You said like, it over and over again.
No, I didn't say over and over again, but in my head, like, I was
you
just like.
You were confused.
I was confused. Like, and I was like, oh, shit. That's actually kind of like pidgin, I guess, or
yeah.
Nigerian English.
Yeah, Nigerian English, to be honest. Yeah, so I feel like he thinks that, like, you know, she can pay whoever else and, like, he has some kind of understanding with his brother and stuff like that. But I see how it's, like, embarrassing because, like, Nigerian families, especially if it's, like, the man and stuff, I don't know, like, they just seem to have a lot of, like, in-law tension. And, like, a lot of times in the nuclear family, like, I've seen, like, women not want the extended family to know, like, the intricate details of, like, what's going on in the marriage. So I think that also makes sense. I feel like their marriage is already having problems.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had this conversation before, but what do you think if, like, out of the blue, you 'cause she said children, she didn't say child. So they've had children and it's just now... What do you
I'll
think this marriage
think
is
that
going to?
If it happened to me, I'll honestly think that my husband is going through some mental issues because I'll be like, where is it coming from? Like, as in, do you get like, if just generally one day you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, these children are not mine, like, who has attacked in your village? Like, legit, obviously, I'll try and understand why you think so. But then I like, logically thinking about it now, I honestly won't be able to figure out, like, he's going through some paranoia, or, like, something mental that it has nothing to do with me. So
I honestly think feel like something. This is the beginning of the end of their marriage.
Yeah, also that too.
I think when that happens, it usually is because, like, not only is he saying she should do the test, but he's saying she should do the test at his brother's clinic, despite the fact that she's saying she's not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I see issues here.
So, but my question is, wait, but when the test now comes out and the children are now his, will that change his behavior? Or would he just find another thing? Because you get like, okay, it may not end the marriage if he, you know, he sees that he'd be like, oh, my wife, I'm so sorry, and does everything to pet her to get her to forgive him. For
I don't know
thinking.
If it's me that just but holds then, on to things, but I wouldn't be able to move on after that. Do you get?
No, makes sense. No, they're definitely right. But at the end of the day, you're a woman in Nigeria who they'll shun for divorce, especially
that's
if they'll
true.
Say, oh, why did you divorce him? Oh, because he thought my children, is that or
is that
they'll
all?
Not be like, oh, maybe, like, oh, maybe you're hiding something that you're divorcing him from. Do you get? Like, so in Nigeria, women have choices, but women, like, socially, the pressure is on them to maintain the marriage no matter what. And he's not like he cheated. He was thinking you were cheating and you were not cheating. So a case closed now. That's what people say.
I guess it's the beginning of the end of a loving relationship if there was ever
any.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nasty. Like for me, like I said, I my own this thing would be like, this man is not normal. That's legit.
But then what would you do though?
I'll actually be like, you're not normal. Like, we need to talk to somebody.
No,
like,
okay.
We need to see somebody. Like, I'm actually being serious. Like, I'm not even
before
joking.
Before you take, so if you see someone and they now deem him mentally stable, will you now still get the test?
God forbid that kind of situation. I don't even want to imagine it for myself. Like,
for this woman, I beg.
Okay, sorry. Okay, imagine I'm this woman. I mean, if I'm in Nigeria, I guess no choice now is just to allow him to go to the hospital and do the test.
Say allow him go to the hospital. It's too low-key. Why is he asking her? Just take the children's DNA. No, just take the children's DNA and test it. I don't know. I guess maybe they
so,
have
so that would you rather are you okay like what if he did this kind of thing behind your back, are you kind of okay with that?
I know,
like,
it sounds crazy, but you can't be angry at what you don't know.
Makes sense.
You literally can't, like, if for whatever reasons, and I feel like somehow it will still show in the marriage, it will still show that you don't trust me somewhere else. Do you get what I mean? So this one, just take the children are there. You are their father, allegedly. So take the DNA, go to your brother. Since he's a doctor, it's easy for you. And test, and you're going to see the same result, because the woman said that she's sure 100% even that it's his. Oh my god,
imagine that he goes to test and he finds out the child is neither his nor hers, like the nurse switched the child at birth or something. Oh my god, I actually, sorry, this is going to segue a little bit, but I read an article, or I saw the headline of an article this afternoon that was like a nurse kind of admitted to switching 5,000 kids or babies at birth. Like,
did they say why though?
No, I didn't read the article itself. I just saw the header.
Just do it for fun.
Honestly, it sounds like a fun thing, but why would you do something like that for fun if you can't really track the storyline? Do you get, like, not to play evil? I'm not evil, but let me put myself in the evil in an evil perspective.
Humans are wicked though. Just be like, I just because want to see, like, them hold the child and think it's theirs.
Because I'm like, okay, if you switch it, right, switch the babies, I'd want to see what the progression is, not like just switching it.
You can check
them
on Facebook in a couple of years. Surely they'll post their child in quotes. I'm sure it's there's like a motive though. I feel like, you know, sometimes people give birth to kids with like maybe like issues.
When you give birth to a child with like a disability,
yeah. So I feel like some people just, they can't take it. So like, I don't know. It still comes down to wickedness, to be honest. Yeah, because like, yeah, the child has a disability, but then like they're still yours though. Like, bruh. Yeah, so I don't know why, but when I first read the thing, I just felt, I don't know where this came from in my mind, because like, I don't think this is what it is, but I was like, is the man looking to like deny the children? Because like, if it's his brother, he can just tell his brother to say they're not his kids.
Just say they're not his kids.
And then he can just leave like, her leave. And like,
you
the
know
kids.
Nigeria has had these days,
yeah. Maybe he doesn't have money and he's ready to like leave, but he needs like an excuse or something, because like if he's so adamant, like I know he doesn't, like maybe it's like he's trying to make sure that the test is real, but there's other ways to make sure it's real without it being your brother. So that's, I guess I read it initially with a very cynical mind.
Okay, interesting.
So, like, ultimately, what should happen here? She should still do it.
Do you mean what she should do, as in, should she let him do the test?
Yeah, should she let him, yeah.
I mean, if she fights, it will look like the kids are actually not hers. Because, okay, if the kids are truly, sorry, the kids are not his. Because if the kids are truly his, you should allow him to test now. Do you get? So, if she's fighting, like...
I think the issue is not actually... She sounds actually ready to test.
To test,
she's
okay.
Just, like, not your brother's hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That one, I think she should fight for. Because, like, honestly, I think the cynical part of it could be... But then I think if she lets him test at his brother's, and then the result comes out, like, not what she was expecting, she should take the kids and retest somewhere else with results.
But then he'll now say that she lied.
Say she lied.
Do you get?
Yeah. I get you.
Oh,
I get
man.
You, I get you.
This is the thing. You can't actually trust Nigerian men. But yeah, I don't know. What would you guys do? Y'all that are listening, like, would you take the test? Yeah, I think she should fight, like you said, Hadiza, like, fight to do it somewhere else. If he wants, I don't even know how much, like, DNA tests cost, like, paternity tests cost. But, like, she can tell him they can go to, like, multiple hospitals to verify, get a second opinion if he's so, like, cynical. I honestly feel like all the dilemmas we ever read always come down to communication, because I feel like there's a reason he's insisting on the brother's hospital that he's not communicating, and then there's the reason she doesn't want to go to the brother's hospital, which she also didn't communicate exactly. So it really always boils down to communication. I feel like if communication was right here, they wouldn't be having this problem, or like they'd understand each other at least.
Or at least we people reading the dilemma will have a clear picture as to what's going on, because they might communicate exactly what each person's intentions are, but that might not change their opinions of each other, if that makes sense. Like,
but I think it doesn't. But like, if you decide to give in, you know why you're giving in. It's not just a thing of you must.
You just
do it. Yeah, you understand what you're compromising on, like what this means to the person.
Yeah, Makes sense. Huh, Mario. Jesus. All these relationships seem so difficult. What the hell? Like, all these dilemmas have been, like,
that we've been so reading.
This kind of thing where if you were on your own, your life would be normal, and then somebody else, just by you joining by somebody else, your life is being shortened.
I don't think it's actually by coincidence that a lot of times, specifically African and Nigerian women, when they're like alone, like the rich old aunties usually look like less stressed and like less aged, and like they just look better than like the married one. I don't know. This is my theory.
Yeah. I mean, I had a wise older lady tell me that.
Why do you call her wise?
Because she... You can cut that part out too. So that people who have taken the marriage route don't feel like they're foolish.
But I'm what not did trying she say? To say
that. So she basically said that she never got married because women end up doing more work in marriage. And even if you're not doing that, even if your marriage seems good, you're still doing more work than you would have done if you were single. And she was just like, she's traveled. She has a lot of experience. She's gotten to do a lot of things she wants to do. She has kids. She still has kids. Yeah, okay. She has kids. She did have love in her life. Like, she's good, right? And I was just like, well, this is a pathway. This one, yeah. So,
Loki, there's options. It's us that like make ourselves feel like there's no options, though. Oh, the society, but like still,
yeah. But the main thing is, I don't want to say men, but I don't know what should I say. Men.
Say it to your chest.
I don't. My mood is not. I'm not in the right state of mind to start a gender war right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like people, both genders should work together. To make, if you're coming together as a couple, this has turned into advice column, but if you're coming together as a couple, you should work together to actually benefit each other's lives and like compliment. Like, it's not by force to be together if you guys don't work well together and stuff like that. Like, you guys should be coming together to compliment. Like, you were single and you were fine, but then, oh, you even do even better if you were together with the other person. That's how I feel like relationships should be. But what do I know? I'm a dreamer. I'm still looking. Well, yeah. I'm not looking. Cut that part out.
So I should just cut the whole episode out.
Cut the looking part, please. Please.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's a conversation for another time, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, to have this extensively about, like, you know, marriage, I guess. And then also, like, how a lot of times, not always or anything, but like women usually bear the grunt of the work in a marriage. And like, I've heard it even from like the Western women and stuff like that. It's not just, I don't think it's just an African thing. And they say like, it's easy to fall into it.
Is it a biological thing? Like, do you think? Men biologically?
And I had this conversation with someone actually this weekend. I was literally telling them that I believe that it is because the world just didn't value women's like traditional roles in the society. So women had to go and take it on, everything on. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like, obviously women actually want to work and everything. They want the right to do everything they want to do. But it's like, because of that, it's added more work almost to their plates,
and then less somehow for the, like, it doesn't seem like men have evolved, like, as in
they have it, because like less is expected of them now. And this is not even to fuel the gender wars or anything. I'm just it comes off that way, but the inequalities exist. Do you get? So it's like a lot of times
women picked up like a lot of the bringing money power, but men didn't seem to pick up a lot of the emotional maturity, not maturity, but emotional awareness.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. I honestly feel like it's because the world values the things that men traditionally used to do more. So even now, like, you would see a situation where a woman is like taking care of the kids or whatever, say she's like a housewife, and like, you know, but her work with raising the kids is looked at as an expectation It's not like, obviously we say sweet mother and everything, but like when it ultimately comes down to it, I feel like this society celebrates men more. Like when you see like men taking care of kids or whatever, they're like somehow celebrated. But like when you see like women, you're the father of the year, but like they're just being the actual fathers. You also created this child, it's your child. But like when women are then bringing in the bacon or that's like, you know, being the breadwinner, nobody's like saying wow. You know, so the inequalities exist, and that's all we're saying, but we're not like trying to follow any gender. I don't know how we got here actually.
I honestly don't know.
But yeah, let's end here before we get too serious. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Don't forget to send in those letters. We really want to hear from you, like every single person in our community. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week with our Christmas episode. Next week is Christmas.
Next week is Christmas.
Well, it's on a Saturday, so
that's crazy.
It's almost Christmas.
What?
This year has dealt with us that, like, honestly, I still don't really feel it, but like, I feel I'm going on PTO this week, so like, yeah.
What's PTO again?
Pay time off.
Oh man, I don't get those, you know, so I don't know what it means.
Sorry, a vacation. You said I don't know this acronym. I'm going on vacation.
My own is UPTO. My own is UPTO.
On pit. And this is bye. Good night. Catch you guys next week. Bye.